Blog Talk Radio.
Like some people should be physically with us forever. So we have a lot to talk about this morning. We're going to get into it. We're going to get all the way into it. We're going to get all deep into it. So I'm just giving y'all a couple of things that I want us to think about this morning because we're going to get deep. Real deep, you know what I'm saying? Let me ask y'all this. Let me ask y'all this. Can physical scars cause mental scars, or should I say, can physical scars cause emotional scars? Can a cut, a burn, a bruise, even a birthmark, can it become an emotional issue for you? Forever. So I want to talk about this. I want to see if we can break that down. Decipher, disseminate, break it on down. The physical and the emotional, as far as being part of us forever. I mean, many of us believe that the emotional scars, the mental and emotional scars that we have accrued over the years will always be with us. So what does it take to change your thinking? What does it take for us to think differently than we have thought before, especially when it's negative? You know, negative things happen to all of us, and it seems to happen to us at the wrong time all the time. It seems to happen to us the wrong time all the time. And some of us have been forced to accept that, okay, it's here, it came, it conquered, it's here, and it's going to be here, and I have to respect it. Do we have to respect it? Do we have to accept it? Is it always going to be here? Is that the way it is? Is that the way it is? What's going on, Annette Davis, the number one? Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, my? Good to see you. You got some more teas before we come through and say happy birthday to you. Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, the number one. And it is November 1, yo, first day of Scorpio, son. Or should I say, well, it's not the first day of Scorpio. You know what I mean? It's like November, Scorpio. Scorpio first. That's what we're going to call it. Scorpio first. It's the first of the month. Get up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. And Carol Chamber, let me favorita. How you feeling, ma? How you feeling? You know what I mean? It's good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on through. You know that me and you are like this. Ooh. Well, not all the time, but most of the time. I say all the time. You might say, like, no, we ain't. But it's all good, though. Well, that's what we get into tonight. That's what we getting into. I'm saying tonight. It's today. But it looks dark. Y'all got to admit, it looks dark. It looks kind of dark. Okay. Emily was in here first. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I beat her to the punch. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say a little something to Emmy. Emily! Done laughing. I have to say to Emily. All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday morning from 11 o'clock till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is a Sunday, and it's the day where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight. We go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We try to take an introspective look into our own behavior to see how we fit into this thing in the universe called life. We play on the monkey bars and in the swings and push each other on the swings and push each other up the sliding board, playing the sandbox and the merry-go-round and all that, and we just have some fun now. Just me and all the gang learning from each other while we do our thing. Nah, gonna have a good time. Hey. I'm feeling pretty good this morning, y'all. I slept pretty good. Daylight savings time ended last night, so we're actually an hour behind. If you haven't fixed your clocks, make sure that your manual clocks get set back. Daylight savings time all up in place. The beauty I could not see, Cherry. How you feeling? The beauty I could not see, Cherry. Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on through. And she's mixed too. Yo, you asked me how I know because she told me so. Tag me on the post, make me feel good and not ghost word. What's going on? A Cinderella Dane Dane. Well, it's the woman that a day was saying. All right. So let's get into it. When it's a part of you forever, think about the things that you consider to be a part of you forever. A lot of the things that we consider to be a part of us forever aren't really with us forever as we know it. What is forever, though? What is forever to you? What is forever? You know what I mean? We need to get into all that. By the way, how's my mic sounding? Because now that I can't hear the mic in here, I need to know how I'm sounding out there. Am I good if I move around? Do the humpy. How the mic sound, y'all? Let me know, because y'all know I'll be quick to fix it. I'll be like, but I can't hear what y'all hear. All right, Annette Davis says, your mic sounds nice, check one. Mic sounds nice, check two. Are you ready? All right, that's what's up, y'all. All right, the mic sounds good, then we are in the house and everything is going to be all right. You know everything is going to be all right. Thank you. Well, what does forever mean to you? What does forever, does it mean during your lifetime? Does it mean even in the afterlife, if you think so? What does it mean for all eternity or for this world that we live in right now, this life that we're living on this earth with these people, these animals, this air, this water, this land, this sea, these organisms, this energy? What does forever mean to you? Is forever a good thing? You know, we want to talk about mental scars, emotional scars, physical scars, and stuff like that. But, I mean, because some of us have scars, physical scars, that are going to be on our physical body forever. But you know, as well as I know, and even though some of us act like we don't know this or don't fully understand this, some of us have scars that can't go away, can't be rubbed out with cocoa butter. And I'm talking about physical scars. I'm not even talking about mental or emotional scars. I'm talking about, and some people I'm going to say narcissistic, but don't get me wrong, because I'm not going to say narcissistic in a way that means anything bad today. We're not doing that today. You know, not right now anyway. But when you are used to having, let's say you're the type of person, you don't have any acne problems, you don't have any blemishes, you don't have any uneven skin tone. Like people praise you or compliment you all the time on how pretty and smooth and clear your skin is. Maybe you're the type that drinks a lot of water. But then you get a bruise from somewhere. Maybe you got chicken pox, some shit like that. You scratch them shits, and now you got chicken pox marks all over your legs and arms and stuff like that. You used to have pretty legs and arms, and now they're not that pretty. They're not as pretty as they were. They're not as clear as they were. I mean, your leg structure may be really, really still beautiful or, you know, whatever. But now you have these marks on you. And, you know, you might feel some kind of way about that. And this kind of goes into what I was talking about or asking about can physical things cross over into emotional things? Like maybe you were so used to having clear skin and the beauty that came along with having that clear skin that now having these blemishes and these marks and stuff like that. Suppose you got lupus. Anybody in here suffer from lupus? If you know, shout out to all my lupus survivors out there. Lupus is an autoimmune disease. It's very debilitating. It happens mostly to women, but some men actually get lupus. Like the rapper Trick Daddy. If y'all didn't know, Trick Daddy has lupus. Like, talk about bad luck of the draw. But if you know anybody with lupus, you know that they have to watch their diet. They have to watch what they do. Sometimes they're down and sick. If they have a bad episode with lupus, they can be down and really sick for a good while. They have to take steroids and prednisone and all that kind of stuff. It can be tough. So, but another thing that can come along with lupus are bodily scars. So before you were diagnosed with lupus, you may have had this beautiful, clear skin, prettier than a motherfucker. Now you've got the lupus and you're looking like a You've lost a little bit of that quote unquote perfection. You've lost a little bit of that quote unquote perfection, and you might feel some kind of way about it. Now, some people may say, "Well, that's just your vanity that's getting to you like that." Nonetheless, the way you feel is the way you feel, and I don't see anything wrong with wanting to hold on to whatever beauty you felt like you had or that you knew that you had before. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think it's actually pretty natural to feel that way. I think that it's natural to feel that way. You know what I mean? You don't want to go from being very physically attractive and experiencing what comes along with that to being like You know, you want to hold on to whatever beauty you had. I mean, you were born with it. It's with you, and you want to hold on to it. That you don't owe anybody any explanation about that. But that may be another emotional thing that you may be going through, because you may feel like you have to defend your position about that. So maybe you like, damn, you know, I used to be so pretty. You know, men used to fawn all over me. Or, yo, I used to get all the chicks out there. I had them. They used to be sweating me, man. I used to need a towel. Like, yo, I can't get these hoes to leave me alone. I just want to chill with my shorty. I can't even chill with my shorty. Here goes all the other shorty. Here they come. They just, woo, they all over me, baby. They all over me. Oh, leave me alone, baby. It may be like that. There are plenty of men that are that handsome. There are plenty of women that are that beautiful. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Stacey Yvette White, how y'all feel at it? Stacey, holding it down for the D. All day, every day, holding it down for the D. Yo, what you say now? And Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? So I don't think anything is wrong with trying to hold on to whatever beauty you have. And even if somebody looks at you as being vain or whatever, like, they might be mad because you got what they ain't got, and they want what you got. And you know what I'm saying? They never had a chance to get used to looking like them some you. So, but you know, when you transition, when you die, your physical body goes. But what happens when you have to carry these scars, these physical scars, all your life when you didn't have them before? So you got lupus, and now you got these marks. You got cancer, and now you got these marks. And doctors say, like I said, no shea butter, no cocoa butter, no coconut oil, no coca this, coconut, no coconut, nothing. No, you can't rub no Crisco on it and be all right. It's just not going to go down like that. So can that transfer over to your mentality and your emotional well-being? Like, I don't like being ugly. And you know you ain't even ugly, but you know how it goes. Now you'll say that you're ugly because you're going through it. You're going through it. You know, you're feeling some kind of way about not looking the way that you used to look, because these scars are going to be there with you forever, forever, as long as you shall walk this earth or sit down or lay down on in this world. Those scars are going to be with you. Can you deal with it? Can you deal with it? Is you real with it? You know? So what do y'all think? Let me read some of y'all comments and see what you're thinking. And also, y'all can call into the show. Y'all know that you can call into the show. You know that I pick up the phone. You know how it go. Yo, if you call before I see your name or number, yo, just let me know that you're dead. Okay, gang, under these circumstances, we're going to be y'all, right? But you got to let me know that it's not in my sight. So don't get on saying, yeah, I was holding on for all this time. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see. Nars Hill says, taking medications on a permanent basis can be a hard pill to swallow. A permanent basis. So that means forever. You know what? And I thank you for that, my brother from another mother. Because I never really thought about that. Yeah. How about it? How about that? Having to take medications for the rest of your life. That is a forever thing. I never, And you know why I probably never really thought about that being a forever thing is because I always look at having to take medication being a symptom of not exploring other methods and remedies and treatments that you could use, or just basically changing your diet and exercising more or whatever. But you may be right. There are some people who are afflicted with exactly that, and they are going to have to take these medications for the rest of their lives, and they hadn't been taking them all their lives. But now, for the foreseeable future, maybe until death do you part, you're going to have to take those medications. And here's the kicker for me. Will this have an impact on the rest of my life? Is this going to shorten my lifespan? I'm a firm believer that even believing that something is going to shorten your lifespan will shorten your lifespan, because the stress and depression that comes along with thinking that you're going to die can push up your dying due date. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, hit the like button, make sure that you share the show. You know you got to share the show, so 7520, yeah. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Don't act like you don't be out there in pajamas and flannel. Let's work. I mean, y'all ain't get all the way up. Y'all ain't wash up yet. You ain't wash your face. You ain't. It's all good. Though. Love is love. Please hit that like button. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So why? Let me see. Couching says, memories, either good or bad, are forever. I was just saying. We're going to talk a little bit about that, though, Cal, because, you know, like I was touching on a little bit earlier, why do we have to carry these bad feelings? Do we have to, the way that we think, the way that we have been conditioned, do we have some control on how to change that? I mean, all this therapy we got out here, isn't it supposed to be for the benefit of trying to change the way that we feel? Have we gotten to that stubborn place where we don't want anybody to change the way we think? We just want them to change the way we feel, as if you can do one without doing the other. Okay. Let me see. Cal Chamberlain says, I think I am ready to embrace my gray hair. I'm learning to accept my age progression. You know, I didn't even notice that you didn't have gray hair. You be dying and shit. Personally, I don't think that gray hair makes people look old. I don't. I've never, and it definitely doesn't make them look bad. But on the flip side, I kept this shit cut off for 10 years, almost. No. Last time I had a beard was in 2011. I cut it off in the beginning of 2011. I had it 2010, and I remember cutting it off in 2011. But I didn't cut it off because it was gray, because at the time it wasn't. I cut it off because I really get sick of having to shape this shit up. You know, I haven't sat in a barber chair for years, but I was never really worried about having gray hair. You know, as y'all can see, I had to line myself up this morning. You know, you gotta try to keep from getting razor bumps. I had a couple of them. I had a couple of them this week. They're going away. And I was like, but anyway, I don't think gray hair makes people look bad. For some people, it looks kind of cute. What I don't understand is when they say that men look distinguished because they have gray hair and glasses. You look distinguished, Omar, because you're wearing glasses and you have gray hair. What's up, professor? And I'm like, to me, glasses mean that you can't see. But motherfuckers try to tell me that it makes you look smart. or mature. I'm like, so motherfuckers that can't see are mature? Y'all gotta pardon me, man. Y'all know I don't think like regular people. I don't have access to regular thoughts. I really don't. My crazy thinking, that's one thing that's part of me forever. You know what I mean? The crazy thinking, like the, you know, the constantly having people say things like, I never really thought of it that way, oh. I'm like, I thought of it your way. I'm not putting them shit back on. Fuck you. All right. I'm steady cleaning them like I'm about to die. I ain't putting them up. No, you know what? Fuck it. Some people like this shit. Oh, at least I cleaned them off good. Wait a minute. I still see like a little particle, which is one of the reasons I don't like wearing them because, you know, it'd be like little obstructions and shit. Okay. Okay, Kara, how about when a stranger does something to remind us of an emotional scar, which instinctively makes us react to make them know to quit testing the waters? Okay. When it's a part of you forever, how easy is it to accept what's forever? Forever. No. I don't think accepting forever is that easy, and I don't think it should be all that easy. As living beings, we're creatures of habit. We try to find a groove that we can get in. Something that is familiar to us that we can easily navigate our daily activities to or with. So, you know, when we learn how to do something and we know that it works, let's just keep going with what works. For the most part, some people like to be more exploratory when it comes to things like that. A little bit more exploratory. So, you know, some people get bored with the routine. But maybe that routine isn't working. But how many things do you do in your life? How many things do you do in your life that you consider or that you would consider yourself to do forever? I mean, you eat every day. You're going to eat until you die, but are you going to eat the same things? Speaking of eating the same things, let me ask y'all this. Speaking of eating the same things, you know, some people, especially in the Black community, the things that we eat are one of the things that definitely separate us. Are you the type of person that likes to try new foods? Will you try different cultural foods? You know, chicken is chicken, but will you eat chicken that's prepared in a different way that they eat overseas or somewhere? Or are you the type that basically American food is all you eat? Burgers, fries, chicken, steak, pork, beef, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Things that have extra names on it. In one of the groups I'm in, it had a list of all of these different foods that were from different animals and all this kind of stuff. And they asked people, how many things on this list have you eaten? And some people were like, damn, I've only eaten about 8 things on this list. 8 things. And then there's some people like, well, me and Dita, we scored the same. Both of us. With 25 or 26. I think it was 26. Some people got all the way up to 30. And some of the things on the list was, you know, things that will make you be like, But my mama and my daddy always made us Well, they took us to different restaurants. We didn't go. We didn't eat the same things all the time. My mom could cook real good, and she liked to experiment with stuff. So we didn't get painted into that box. But some people carry that mentality for the rest of their lives. No, I ain't trying no new shit. You know, my people don't eat that. And black people are always talking about what the things that black people do. Like, no. Some black people do eat this or do that or go here or hang with them, whatever. Cal Chamberlain said, I've had gray hair from a child, I guess. I guess I should be used to it. Oh, wow, you had it that long? All right, that's what's up. And she says, Omar, yes, I do dye my hair. LOL, I'm so vain. Okay. All right. I mean, you want to look cute either way, but you know, do what you got to do. How was I missing this shit? I'm not supposed to be all the way down here yet. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, and then David says, I definitely understand what you're talking about because I've been having a lot of health issues in the last couple of years, and it's had me in a state of depression and not my jolly self. Yeah, Annette, being sick for a long time or having health issues when you were used to being so healthy before, so healthy, so vibrant, so, you know, upbeat and all of that, and you realize, like, damn, now I can't move the way I used to move. I can't run the way I used to run. I can't be as fast. And my reflexes are off. And it's all because of this thing. And it may be a life-threatening thing. Or even if it's not, it can feel like it's a life-threatening thing. It can feel very life-threatening. And the last thing you want is something that's life-threatening. That's not a good look. You don't want that. So, I understand how that's one of the ways that a physical thing can turn into an emotional thing. But does it have to last forever, Annette? Does it have to be that way forever? I mean, can we make some adjustments in that area? Can we improve in that area? What can we do for ourselves to improve our situation in that area? You know, so it says, I use a razor to avoid seeing the gray above my neck. Unfortunately, I don't shave from the neck down. I hear you, my brother. I hear that. Oh, man. That's funny as shit. From what I understand, a lot of women have used the excuse of not wanting gray hair on their pussy, and that's why you see a lot of women with, you know, a lot of women shave nowadays. I'm like, it's what's inside that counts. You know what I mean? It ain't like the pussy is running around with a cane. Okay. We about to spread these legs. Well, it might take me a while to get wet, you know, because you got this gray hair on me. This 45-year-old pussy. Woo! I tell you, though, in my day, boy, I was squirting everything. You can see a pussy from even if I had on a pair of Jordan jeans, I swear to God. But no, don't worry though, brother. We don't get it together now. Now here we go. Here I am, get wet. Oh shit. I might have to get. I'm getting kind of excited here. Who's that talking? That's the pussy talk. Oh yeah, I'm getting kind of excited. Huh? I better get me a life raft because I think you in the room. You gonna get wet today, nigga. You gonna get all because of gray hair. Like, I've heard men say this. You know, they worried about the gray hair on their dick. Like, no. I know it ain't gonna. I know it ain't gonna stop nothing. This old pussy is about to come in contact with that old dick. We gonna show these young whippersnappers, no pun intended, we gonna show them exactly how you do this thing. All right, here we go. Here we go. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, you make me feel like a teenager again. God damn it. Well, shit, what in the hell? Woo! Oh, boy, you gotta slow down. I thought it was my old dick. This, but, boy, you must be, you feel like you're 22 years old. All right.
And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most greatest, most precious, the greatest pearl in the world, said, when I found out that I was a diabetic, that pill was a hard pill to swallow. Pun intended. However, when I realized it can be treated and sustained, the pill went down faster than I thought. At Omar, my opinion of therapy is it teaches you to express the bad, but it can't take the feelings away.
But it's not supposed to take the feelings away. Can you be shown how to take the feelings away? Because let me take that back. It is actually supposed to change the way that you feel about things. It is. Like if you're harboring a lot of guilt about things that were beyond your control when you were younger. Like let's say you were molested or sexually assaulted, raped, or you know what I'm saying? You carry that baggage. So it makes it hard for you to develop relationships, or it has made you extra promiscuous over the years, or it makes you overprotective of your children when they are in the care of someone else, you know, so it's working on your trust issues. It is supposed to get you to a place where you can function better. And if it gets you to a place where you can function better, that is essentially fixing your problem and changing the way that you think. And I think that that's a good thing. I think that that's a good look. Sure, it can't take away the memory of what happened, but it may allow you to process that information in a better way than you were able to do it before, and it can help you and be beneficial for you. Maybe. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And we are talking about when it's a part of you forever. So we're talking about physical scars, emotional scars, mental scars, and whether they can crisscross and overlap and complement each other and cross each other out. And we're just trying to see what's up. Y'all can call into the show. If you want to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And we're talking about when it's a part of you forever. You can call it to the show. Totally uncensored show. Say it how you mean it. Express your passion in any form or fashion. It's going to be okay. Because we do it that way. Stacey even says, you have to be strong. Okay, wait. Okay. Emily says, my physical scars are a part of me forever, and I'm accepting of that. However, some people feel like I can't do some of the things that they can do. I can just take a little longer sometimes, but I always finish. That's what's up, Emily. Yeah, when you've been in an accident, if you've been in a bad accident and now you can't walk the same or stand up the same frequency of the way that you used to perform some things, now it's all different. It's all not the same no more. I can understand that. I can dig it. And then David says,
there are definitely some people who have touched my heart and soul that I feel have an impact on my life forever. I think we all do. Totally relatable. I get that. Emily says, I like trying different and new foods. Me too. And it says, I experiment with all types of food. I would expect that. Let me ask you this, though. Does it irritate you when other people won't try things just because they've never tried it before when it comes to food? Like, does it get on your nerves, or are you able to say, all right, well, you know, you do you, I'll do me, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I think it can get on my nerves a little bit. Like, all right. It wouldn't be so bad that you don't want to experiment with things, but then, you know, they want to look at you all funny, like, you eating that? I'm like, I get them right back, like, you not eating that? You only eat that? You fucking burger and fried chicken cheese steak eating hoagie, Italian hoagie, you know what I'm saying? With a bag of chips and soda on the side. Fuck is you? Yeah, you pork chop and green beans and corn on a cob, cornbread eating that, macaroni and cheese, greens and the ham hock in it, eating that. Fuck, you don't eat nothing else with you. Why not? What's good? Cal says, oh, yes, I'm always looking for new ways to prepare my foods. I experiment a lot. I expected that, too. Beauty, I cannot see. Cherry says, I love trying things. I try all types of food. My mother and father exposed my palate to all types of food. So the problem is meeting someone who's open to new things. Oh, so you meet a lot of men and be like, chicken and fries, baby, chicken and fries, baby, give me some. Give me some chicken fingers. I said, chicken and fries, baby, chicken and fries. Give me some chicken fingers. Give me some chicken fingers. I will have the ranch dressing blue cheese. What the fuck is a chicken finger? Yeah, y'all ever think about that? What is a chicken finger? They got an eating shit called a chicken finger. A chicken finger? What is that? It's definitely not the finger of a chicken. I'll tell you, man, they take chicken breast and they name chicken breast anything. Popcorn chicken. What the fuck is popcorn chicken? That shit is whack too, popcorn chicken. Little strips of chicken breast with flour on them. It'd be way more flour on the chicken than the chicken. So you eating a bunch of flour. Tenacious TC. Did they break out of here? They came in, started to say something, took it back, and bolted. Anybody see what they said? What's up, Tenacious TC? Carol Jamie says, I think I am one of the few of my friends who have eaten things like escargot, etc. I will try new foods just because. You talking about them escargots? Them escargots. Snails, that's what escargot is. It's pretty good. You know, the first time I had caviar was like in the 90s. You know, we used to watch TV and the movies. They was always talking about the rich eat caviar. I had some caviar, fish eggs. The first time I had caviar, I was like, all right, what a caviar. First of all, it was pretty good. Second of all rich people don't eat the shit. Third of all, it really wasn't that big of a deal. Caviar. It wasn't even expensive like that. Some caviar. Caviar. I'll have the caviar. Remember that? On all the TV and all the movies, it was like caviar was some big deal. Caviar. With you forever. With you forever. My beat forever. beat, forever my beat, forever my beat, forever my beat. What's up, T. Carrie Wright? It's all up in the place. It's good to see me some of your face. Word is born in the place. I'm glad to see me some you. You're a little late, but I see that you didn't get the notifications too. And I don't understand, but it happens like that. But yeah, hey, Scooby Light. Just glad that you're here. T. Carrie Wright says, some pussies are running around here with a cane, bro.
Listen, one thing about having a cane is that you're still getting around. You just maybe you had a hip replacement. You know, the hip bone is connected to the pussy bone. There's no way you're going to be able to have a pussy bone without a hip bone. Yeah, you got to keep that hip intact. You're going to get something that the asshole is connected to the hip bone, too. We gonna get the wet tonight. Oh shit. Are you crazy?
See, Gary Wright says, grandkids, what do you want for your birthday, mama? Oh man, Benay Hardesty, how you doing? How you doing? Good to see me some. You, word up. How you feeling today? And then he said, hold up. And then he says, that does bother me a lot because you'll never know if you like it until you try it. Yeah, I mean, because there aren't too many meats out there that are that different. You know, beef is beef, but when you get into, I guess when people start talking about eating animals that we have domesticated, like you can eat horse. Remember the fast food place Geno's back in the day? There was a big rumor that they were selling not beef hamburgers, but they were selling horse hamburgers. Honestly, there isn't a big difference between horse, moose, cow, steer. It's all beef. Bison, buffalo. It's all beef. All beef. So, you know, when you get into that, people start bitching. Any of y'all ever eat squirrel before? Yeah, I have. And the funny part about it is, we believe that the squirrels down south are cleaner than the squirrels up here. I'm like, it's a rat. And yes, it does kind of remind you of chicken. It's a rat. Yeah. My late great stepdad brought a southern squirrel from down south when he went. My mom skinned it because she knew how to do that kind of shit. Squirrel. I ain't really want to eat it. Ate it. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I have some regular chicken now. Chicken is a bird. So would you eat eagle? Yeah, I eat some chicken and turkey, but I ain't eat no eagle. But it's the reason that you probably wouldn't eat eagle, but you'll eat chicken and turkey is because that's what has been presented to you. So other people have decided what you should eat. TK Wright says, it's a little annoying when folks whose palate may be limited look at me with a scowl about something they've never tried. Yeah. Couch English says, Omar, I have a granddaughter who won't eat grapes because her mother has never exposed them to the fact that no fruits and very... Damn! It never exposed her to them. In fact, no fruits and very little vegetables. God damn. Yeah, popcorn shrimp. What the fuck is that? That shit tastes terrible too. Like popcorn shrimp. Who would pop on screen yet? Narciso says, I wish I traveled more than what I have, remembering when I took a stab at trucking. There are different types of food you just can't sample by watching the Food Network. So you watch the Food Network, huh? My mom watched the Food Network day and night. I'd be like, if I see another damn food challenge, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all right, we got to make this and we got to make that. Maybe, oh, God, I hope I do it right this time because, you know, the competition is really stiff and they running around the supermarket. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I got to get this. I got 3 hours to get prepared. Emily says, I said I was going to try seafood today. And I am when I get past the smell. So you said that you were open to different things, but you never had seafood before. I'm done. Show's over. Tell the rest of the crew. Vinay Hardesty says, I'm on reset, so it's carrying with me into this new paradigm. Zest for discovery and newness. Okay? Oh, when you, Carol, you tried caviar. She says, I agree. To me, it was very salty, but I tried it. Okay. Vinay Hardesty says, I'll hold on to the lifelong lessons and create more to be proud of than to regret. I like that. But it's a part of you forever. And then they also says, oh, Annette Davis says, Gator is delicious for real. It's pretty good. Eel. Okay. Gator is very popular down in the Gulf areas. You know, in New Orleans, Alabama, and definitely Florida. And they said, it's hard to decide on goods these days, foreign and domestic. What's food? What's GMO? And is organic grass-fed or caged truly the healthiest? I know it's healthier than the other way. Show says, but people don't say anything about buffalo wings. Have you ever seen a buffalo wing? Chicken fingers and buffalo wings. Ain't no chicken got fingers. Ain't no buffalo got wine. Think of buffalo wings, though. They say that the buffalo wings in Buffalo are way better. Like, they say the rest of the country is really just fucking around with buffalo wings. They say when you go to actual Buffalo and you get buffalo wings, it's like when you go to Philly to get a cheesesteak. And you think that you've had a cheesesteak at other places. You're like, no, that's not a cheesesteak. This is a cheesesteak. You got to actually come here. Or at least in this no more than 25 miles out of this area, or you're not going to get a real cheesesteak. And it's true. So, but I like to go up to Buffalo, cold as shit. You know, you might as well go to Canada, right? And try those buffalo, because they say buffalo wings up in New York, that shit is crazy. Hot and very flavorful. Buffalo wings. Only you. Oh, you don't watch the Food Network. All right, brother from another mother. Okay, all right. I do sometimes. My mama, you going to have that shit on. That's him who says, Omar, I watch Food Network in Delicious Destinations. They show foods from around the world. They do. PK Wright says, Gator is delish. Nola, Mississippi, and Florida. And don't forget about Alabama. Definitely Alabama from the Bama. Oh, so T. Carrie Wright says the wings in Buffalo, New York. Oh, so it's true. Okay. The cousins of the chickens that were cooked sit on the sideline cheering their people. Yo, drop down and get your eagle. That's how to get the eagle, girl. Yo, we're going to eat some eagle. Like, oh, yo, the eagle's damn near extinct. We get caught eating the eagle, but they won't fuck us up. They don't fuck around going to jail for 20 years behind eating the eagle. Like, motherfucker, what you think you're doing? I'm like, yo, he would eat me? God got him first. The eagle. I'm eating some eagle. We have to keep our eagle palate on the low. Like, yo, we done lost 100 eagles in the wild lately. You want anything about this? Nah. Bring me a plate of wings. Like, these wings big as shit, right? These wings bigger than a wall, like a dog. Like, that is no turkey. That is no turkey. Wingspan, damn near 6 feet. Some fucking pterodactyl wings and shit. I gotta be tripping. Woo! Oh man. Annette Davis says, I took your advice, Omar. I bought some chicken Alfredo to work today. Wait till they there you go. Get back at their ass. That's how you do them. That's how you do them. Don't give don't fucking go soft. You better not give them none. You bet don't come on here like, well, you know, I gave him a little taste to tease him. No, none. Did they give you any? No, don't give them none. And make sure that shit, if you gotta warm it up, make sure you warm it up and so they can get that aroma. That, oh my fucking God, what is Davis eating? Hey, yo, Davis! Davis! Hey, what are you eating over here, Davis? What are you eating over there, Davis? All right, we're talking about when it's a part of you forever. Our people have to deal with the fact that racism is part of us forever. But will it always be that way? Certainly, we have been in situations where we don't see it present. And it almost makes me suspicious that it could ever be a situation where it might not be right there, mushed right in our face. Because we've been forced to accept it for so long, think that this is just the way it is. This is the way it goes. This is what it is. That's the way it is. Should we submit to that? What the guan? You said, fuck them not sharing. Yes. Yes. I love revenge. I love it. Stacey White says, Thai food and shrimp fried rice are not the same. No, Thai food is way, way spicier. He said, as soon as the show is over. That's right. That's right. Cue that shit up now. Damn. My daughter can cook her ass off. Don't even come up for air. Don't drink nothing. I want you to act like you eating even when you ain't eating. I want you to simulate chewing even when you're not chewing. Act like you ain't even swallowing. With some cartoon shit. Get at them motherfuckers and do it tomorrow. Well, no, you off tomorrow. When, yo, do that shit. Yeah. Make it consistent. You know what I mean? They've been fucking with you consistently. All right. Return of the Jedi. Empire Strikes Back. Episode 1. Oh, Stacy said, I do not like Thai food. Okay. I like Thai food. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. I think it's all right. When it's a part of you forever. Yeah, well, we know that when you have someone that you love and, you know, you're not with them anymore, whether they moved on or whether they've died or whatever. But like Annette was saying earlier, some of the experiences that you have with them may be a part of you forever. And it may govern how you see things and do things and process information and stuff like that. But what about when it's a bad thing? You know, for those who have never experienced it, they may not be able to understand how being molested at 5 or 6 years old can affect your life at 26 years old, 36 years old, 46 years old. People may not understand that. They may not understand the emotional scars that come along with that that don't seem to go away. But is it beyond our control to make them go away? Do we have to live with that for the rest of our lives? And what can we do to effectively get it out of there, to get rid of it, to discard it? I'm sure that there are things that we can do, but maybe those things haven't been presented to us, and we just don't know. Could it be that we just don't know? We just haven't been exposed yet. We ain't there yet. We ain't even there. Vinate Hardesty says, I just discovered real grits at a Papa Dough. That's where my ignorance is coming up. What's a Papa Dough? What's a Papa Dough? A Papa Dough. Am I even pronouncing it right? Is that Papa DX? What's a Papa Dough? And that says, after being with someone who is abusive, you learn the warning signs before you get with another abuser, if that makes sense. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. But is that the only thing that you're carrying? Like, is that what we're dealing with, or are we dealing with something that stays with you forever that's negative? Well, it's a part of you forever. In a perfect world, our children will be with us forever. We know that our parents can't be with us forever. But we expect our children to be with us for our foreseeable forever. But y'all know, many, many children have preceded their parents in death. Doesn't seem fair, but it happens a lot. Beauty I Cannot See Cherry says, the way I was brought up is with me forever. That's why I can't deal with the chicken finger. Vinay Hardesty says, man, this thing swoop down and steal animals. What, an eagle? Yeah, fuck that. I gotta find out what a Papa Dough is. Since you ain't talking, I'm gonna find me out what a Papa Dough is. What is a Papa Dough?
Here are some matching videos.
Oh, shit. That's a damn restaurant. I didn't know that shit. Hold up. I never heard of it. You thought I was playing. God the Father in French. A
or submission from Junior. God the Father. Oh, it means God the Father in French. Yeah. But you meant the restaurant called a Papa Doe, called Papa Doe Seafood and Chicken. I did not know. I got to travel to Ohio and find, I mean, we don't have this restaurant over here. We ain't got no Papa Doe. At least I never heard of Papa Doe. Y'all heard of Papa Doe? I never heard of Papa Doe. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. Oh, Emily says, oh, okay, from the South, all I know is real grits. Personally, I don't like grits. I'm not a fan. People be like, how you black and don't like grits? Like, quite easily. I don't see what everybody, you know, you want to get into that salt or sugar and grits. I don't give a fuck. Either way. I don't hate them. I can eat them, but I don't prefer them. I won't order them. And then David says, I had a lot of men friends who never did anything for me on my birthday until I found someone who valued my birthday, and it fucked my head up. I don't know why, but it did. Yeah, we can get used to a lot of things in life. So when we start talking about when it's a part of you forever, one of the strangest parts about it is that part in our lives when it enters into our lives. That forever part. That forever part. That forever. But why? Well, let's ask this. When things are a part of us forever, do we consider most of those things to be voluntary things or involuntary? Well, no, you know what? Let me just ask y'all this. Have most of the things in your life that have gained the forever tag, have they been more voluntary or have they been forced upon you? Like, this is the way it's going to be forever, fool. Our ancestors were slaves. And their position was forever. But not all of them. Some of them were freed. Some of them were freed before their life was ended. But they fully expected to be that way forever. Racism didn't end when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed and brought into effect. It didn't end. It's a part of us forever. Have all of us or most of us learned to work around it? I think some of us have and some of us haven't. And then David says, I want to try shrimp and grits one day. Shrimp and grits. Okay. The first time I ate fish and grits, I really liked it. I was like, yo, this shit is all right. But grits. Marcel says, but between Akron and Columbus, I never heard of Papa Doe. So it ain't. So it's not exactly an Ohio thing. Okay. Emily, the Joker's done made me want shrimp with grits all the time. Your husband says, I just forced myself to like grits. I have to close my eyes in order to eat them. I first tried to pick all the dots out. It just looks creepy to me. I don't know. I'm not going to accept grits as being a black food. I'm not accepting it. I'm not. Like, there are other things. I'm not owning grit. And then David says, the forever part was I thought it was going to be that way until always, until it wasn't. Really?
So you never thought that you would have a man that would do anything special for you on your birthday. That's fucking amazing. But it's not all that out of bounds or out of the realm of possibility for a lot of people. What you have gotten used to, why would you think it would be any different? Unless you were able to make it different. You know, I guess in this conversation, we have to bring in our power, our ability to exact change, to implement change. Cheryl says, I had shrimp and grits at Perkins Restaurant. They were good, I guess. Well, if you don't really care for grits and you found them to be good, I think that's good. But interesting what Annette was saying. Yeah. Now I think like when you get used to something, and unfortunately we can get just as used to bad things as we can good things. And sometimes we get too used to bad things without the opportunity to ever get used to good things. That is unfortunate. Make sure that y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all hit that subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we're talking about when it's a part of you forever. Part of you forever. Twins. People who were born as twins, are they a part of each other forever? They have the same DNA. Identical twins, though. Yeah. Hold on. Okay. So yeah. We get used to pain. We just endure the pain. We think that the pain is just supposed to be with us for the rest of our life. If nobody shows us any better, how are we going to know any better? What they say, when you know better, you do better, right? Well, what about when you never get a chance to learn better? You never get a chance to learn better. You're not going to be better. You're not better. You're not better. You're not better. Not better. Stacey White says, I want some Red Lobster fried shrimp and baked potatoes. Shrimp scampi. Dead lobster, huh? Okay. Okay. Yeah, man. Getting used to the pain, getting used to the anguish, getting used to the getting used to being uncomfortable, getting used to being anxious, getting used to being nervous, being used to being afraid, being used to being abused, being used to being hurt, being used to being in danger, being used to being in trouble. People who get locked in jail, go to prison, accused and convicted of a crime that carries a life sentence or a death sentence. I wonder if their forever comes in any faster than the regular forever. It's raining outside, y'all. I was asking, was it supposed to rain? I guess I got that answer. It's here. Oh, Carol Chandler says, deer meat is really good if you prepared it correctly. My uncle hunted deer. Deer meat is good. That's when a lot of people, you know, hit a deer, fuck their car up. They just put that deer on top of their car and, you know, take that kill home and, like, might as well make the best of it. God damn it. And speaking of that, you know, when you go hunting, you want to make sure that if you intend to
eat whatever you hunt, you want to make sure that you kill it from a far away distance. Because if the animal knows that you're chasing it or whatever, it tenses up and it makes the meat really tough and all of that. So when you hit a deer, for example, and you put the deer on your car, you know, the deer in the headlights, he saw you coming. Didn't he tense up? Wasn't he scared? Why do deer like freeze up because of headlights? You know? Gary Simpson says, now, Red Lobster, I'm not a fan of. Pardon me, Stacey, but fuck Red Lobster. That's why I call it Dead Lobster. My daughter loves Red Lobster. I'd be like, I'd be glad when you get older and you understand the finer things of life. Because this shit here is whack. Emily says, and I didn't just got some without asking, just got greedy, okay? Carol says, it's been raining for a minute here. Like, here where? In Philly, where you at? And they're talking about some go Eagles, beat Dallas tonight. I'm not going soft. I just hate Dallas. Well, your team sure took care of them now, didn't they? So y'all got the best record in the division, don't y'all? Y'all had one win, and that was on us. That was against us. Now y'all got two. Two division wins. Well, the Eagles are actually getting better. But the Cowboys are actually getting worse. Them motherfuckers. That's you. Woo! We about to get on about it here, though. We about to go. We about to go. Matter of fact, do these birthday shout-outs. You have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 1st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-R-E-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are. Number one out the box, Kimberly Johnson. Go get it, Kimberly Johnson. Happy birthday to you. And Anthony Artis, turning 41 years old today. And Tasha Griffith, happy birthday to you. And Miriam Disroches, turning 38 years old today. And Abigail Akua, happy birthday to you. And Dana Graham, turning 47 years old today. And Cole Achohold Frost, happy birthday. And Pamela M. Harper, turning 35 years old today. And Nikki Boo, turning 32 years old today. And Delinda Zimbrana, happy birthday to you. And my girl Kenya Lawhorn, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl C.R. Capers. Harlem, Harlem, all up in your area. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 1st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait.
Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man. Listen, when it's a part of you for life. You know, maybe we need to take time out to think about what should be a part of us for life and what shouldn't. You know, what needs to be a part of our lives and what needs to be thrown out, discarded, changed, rearranged, upgraded. Are we just accepting the things that we think need to be with us forever because we don't know any better? What makes us not know any better? You know, because my not knowing any better might be different from your not knowing any better. And more than likely, it's definitely different from your not knowing any better. You know, people say, well, you're an adult, you should know better. Well, I think that you know better when you're taught better and shown better. You know better when you're taught better and shown better. Without that, where you going to get your better from? Where you going to get your better from? It's going to be all right, though, y'all. Listen, I want to thank y'all for coming through and checking out the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Y'all know we'll be back with the Daily Go Get a Business Show tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure y'all come through with that. Make sure that y'all come through and show up and show out. It's going to be y'all right. Yeah, you know it's going to be y'all right. Thank you. Be a part of you forever. To be honest with y'all, I try to construct this show and the things that we learn from each other to stay with us forever. I expect that. But will that be the way it is? Maybe with some of us, yes. Maybe with some of us, no. But one of the greatest things about having recorded things that you have experienced in your life is that they are there forever, I guess, as long as the internet is there. But what you learn, what you feel, what you experience, what you have done in your life will be a part of you forever. We just have to figure out whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Because it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Wop, wop, wop. So, all right, Blog Talk, let me get you on the body here.